Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono. It's your thing in the morning.
Another cold, brisk morning.
I know.
Yes.
I'll wake you up.
I wore a jacket today.
Oh, my God.
I did yesterday.
Sub-zero temperatures. Everybody should run and hide.
It is, you know what this is, Antoine? If Monica Brooks has a jacket on, you know it is the start of the next ice age. That's it.
That's what it must be.
It's happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That little thing trying to capture his nut from the ice age movie. Yep. That's what we have here.
She has a jacket and a scarf on today. Normally it'd just be a scarf. Uh-huh. But now she needs to cover all of her extremities.
Man. Yes. Is that cold?
Scarf is one of those ones where I've never... I've never figured out the point of the scarf
for
me.
How cold does your neck actually get?
Yeah, and I understand the theory behind it, but I just have never been in that situation where I thought, man, I really need a scarf.
Uh-huh.
Ever?
Never.
Okay. I think it'd be more fashionable. Like, it's more so an accessory to your outfit.
Right.
It
versus
is.
A practical use.
But I also like to put my hands in my scarf. I don't know if anyone else does it, but I just like to set my hands
so
in it.
So once again, it's not a practical use.
Right.
You're using it as a pocket.
Mm-hmm. And your neck is warm. I know you said how cold is your neck getting.
The front of your neck is wide open right now. It's like wide
right.
open.
I got to tighten my scarf.
And the scarf is drooping down.
Yeah, and the back of your neck is covered by your hair.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are just scarf haters.
I'm just trying to understand.
I'm anti-scarf. I'm trying to understand it. I mean, I get it.
It's better than a turtleneck.
Have to walk.
No, it's not.
Turtlenecks are weird. You just look weird.
No. If you have to walk 10 blocks to get to your office because you work in Chicago and it's January and it's windy. Okay. Now I'm understanding the scarf argument, but around here, man,
there's a light breeze in the air.
Exactly. Ain't nobody like really having to walk too much. And if you're a dude who works outside in construction, you are not wearing a scarf. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you can look badass outside working with a scarf.
No.
Somebody do it today and take a picture.
You look like you're on your way to the coffee shop. Okay. That's exactly what it looks like. Scarf is one for me. And I don't know if anybody else has these kinds of mostly clothing or accessories or whatever. You can text in to 52353. But it's something where it makes me feel like a D-bag, like a jerk.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What?
I feel pretentious when I wear a scarf where I'm just like, yes.
What about a vest?
Oh, a vest, forget about it.
No. You know, it was like a couple weeks ago, like a Sunday evening where it was perfect weather. And everyone had their vest on. I'm like, this is actually a perfect vest.
A vest? Like, what kind of vest?
Just like one of those, like you have on a nice shirt, but you just throw a vest over
instead
it.
Instead of a jacket?
Instead of a jacket, yeah.
There is one day a year where it's weather appropriate for a vest.
And
it was that one day.
That one day.
Now, see, vest is another one for me. Vest to me says, I am trying to pose as an outdoorsy person, but I'm not really. That's what a vest says to me.
I'm thinking a suit vest. We're not talking about a suit
vest.
Right?
No. We're not talking about a suit vest.
No, we're talking about Marty McFly, Back to the Future.
Oh, one of those.
Vest.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
Jacket with no arms.
Uh-huh.
The armless jacket. That's the kind of vest. No, suit vest goes with a suit. That one doesn't bother me as much.
I would say a scarf is more fashion, is more acceptable than a vest.
Oh.
That type of vest,
I guess.
You put a vest on with a nice jacket. I mean, a vest. You put a scarf on with a nice jacket and stuff. It's a nice outfit.
I know, but again, I feel pretentious when I do that. I feel pretentious if I wear those really shiny sunglasses, the reflective sunglasses like aviator sunglasses, Tom Cruise and Top Gun. It's fine. You're pretentious. It's okay.
I like other people wear it. I think they look good.
Okay. See, I don't. I don't think I look good. I think
if you wear them indoors.
Those are for Bradley Cooper to wear. They're not for me to wear. Those are the kinds of articles of clothing that for me, I don't feel right if I'm wearing them. And I feel like everybody has, you don't have like something, you just don't feel right if you're wearing it. Like a cardigan sweater. It's just not me.
It's probably, I would say a turtleneck. Oh, yeah, you said shorts.
I don't wear shorts.
Monica was shorts.
My build, shorts look way too short on me.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, booty cheeks out. I don't like shorts.
Flip-flops.
You're not a flip-flop guy?
No, I don't, on any man in general, I feel that especially not me, though. I don't like flip-flops. The thing, because it's one that's in between your toe. Like, that's, no.
Yeah, you
it's weird.
You don't look a whole lot like a flip-flop guy. I don't think you said turtleneck, too. And again, like I'm looking at you, and if you have a turtleneck on, you do have that sort of... what you look like is someone who writes hip-hop songs, but they are with
intelligent lyrics. Yes. You know, it's one of those. My hip hop is prose. It's not that
not
other garbage stuff. Yeah, that's where I see, or stagehand. You know, that kind of
just running out there, setting up the stage and then running off.
What did he do to his dad?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
I think it's hilarious. No harm. Right. Yeah, they're calling this kid pure evil. For the things that he's done.
I want to hear this.
Hilarious evil is what it is. Because it's funny.
It is funny. So he decided to prank his father by taking items, his father's items, and gluing them to the ceiling.
Ooh.
So he did like one a day. Like it was his readers. He took his readers and glued them to the ceiling.
Yeah, and he did it one to see if he would So he'd do one a day and then see if his dad would notice that his glasses were glued to the ceiling.
And then he took the remote the next day and then one shoe. So, you know, dad's walking around, doesn't notice, and he just keeps going. He wants to make this a challenge, I do believe.
But for other people to do?
For other people.
Yeah, I'm sure other people are already doing it.
Oh, yes.
It really takes nothing. Again, I revert back to that ridiculous story from earlier this week of, oh, you can dip things, parts of your body, into sauce, and you'll be able to taste it, which I believe was a trap to try to get shows like us to do that. And I'm not doing that one. This one, well, I don't know. I might be okay with
it. I don't like how you started with the readers, though. That's like an unfair advantage.
Well, that's good because then he can't see the other stuff.
Well, it's not his main glasses.
You need to up the difficulty level. Don't start with something they need to see. Start with the shoe or the coffee mug.
And he did say with the readers, he said, well, he has more glasses. They're not his main glasses, so he'll be okay. But then he took one shoe and the remote, though. The remote, because, you know.
Oh, yeah, and then you start looking for that. I would say I'd glue it to the ceiling to see if my kids would notice, but I could just move it 3 feet to the left and they won't be able to find it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, and they're staring right at it.
They know.
Yeah. I can just leave them on the floor. It's right. They can't find their shoes. They're right there. See, now the only question I have, I'm no fun when it comes to things like this because I start thinking practically.
Uh-huh.
And as the dad, if I'm getting pranked, I'm not even mad that I'm getting pranked, but I'm concerned about the level of glue that went on my ceiling and how do these things come off?
And how does it come
off? I
thought
about that too, yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of damage is under there?
Right. So then I got to get a whole new paint job on my ceiling, and now I am furious. It's not that my readers are
on there. That's a chore for the son.
Yeah.
You got to fix that.
And then if you actually do fall for this as an adult, man, that makes you feel like you're 1,000 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, you feel like you are your Betty White's boyfriend, where you cannot find your readers and they're glued to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And you're probably being filmed by someone. Hey, Dad, do you know where your readers are? And you have no idea what's going on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you feel like a confused old man.
So you're saying don't.
Mad. I'm mad on behalf of the dad here.
Yeah, no, you can't do it.
Uh-uh.
This is one that, like you're saying, Zach, like what if you're destroying the ceiling and stuff like that? You have to be able to do one that's easily cleaned up. So people can laugh, because after you laugh, you're like, all right, now who's going to clean this? Yeah. Like, you don't want that stress attached to it.
But then I start thinking about, well, doing it here, do I really care about the ceilings? And doing it to somebody like, say, Freddie Mac, do I really care about his feelings either? So now I'm starting to get some. It's just the right person in the right application. And then we can figure this prank out. K92, morning thang. We had a software upgrade here yesterday.
Yes.
Which means everything is weird. How is it that we have managed, I believe it is with 100% accuracy, that all software upgrades makes something slightly worse.
It changes something and you don't realize it until it's too late.
And you don't like it. And
you never like it.
Why do we do this? We never like it. But then we get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it changes, we don't like that one. We say it's not as good as the last one. I think about that.
It's a circle.
Every time they do a redesign of like Facebook.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, remember when everyone insisted they would never use Snapchat again because they hated the new Snapchat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But then they switch it. They change some things to bring it back a little bit. I remember Instagram. There was a big thing about that, too.
It's just to make you think they did. That's all it is to give you that false sense of security. And then you come rolling on back in. Good morning. Is there an outfit that you just, it's just not for you, man. It doesn't feel like you. Monica is not a shorts person.
No, never have been.
Never in my life seen her in shorts.
Mm-mm.
And I do agree. They don't feel like you to me.
No.
Because you with your booty, they're either booty eating shorts or shorts eating booty.
Or they're like grandma shorts. I give them too long, then they like, you know, grandma shorts.
Right. You look like you have, but you're going to go out and catch some clams on the beach.
But I'll say this, if for some reason Monica started wearing shorts, similar to the update conversation that we're just having, if you started seeing Monica in shorts, it'd be like she always wore shorts.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I don't know. Antoine, I feel like if you kept showing up in turtlenecks, I'd be thinking, what is wrong with you?
I would think by year five of turtleneck gate,
maybe it would look normal. Like, Antoine's doing it again. He's wearing turtlenecks.
Text 52353.
This is your neck hot.
Rompers. Which is it's the one piece outfit. It's a shirt and shorts that are basically fused together into one.
And they can be cute. It can look really good, but
person says no. They make me feel like I'm a walking baby. And the logistical difficulties for women to deal with a romper is if you're out in public and you have to use the restroom,
you gotta get naked.
You gotta strip naked. And I know this, Antoine, because when I was in Chicago, I saw a naked woman in the bathroom because she forgot to lock the door.
Yeah. Hello. Is that romper?
Hello,
the romper's
romper.
Fault.
It was the romper's fault. Here's some of a flat cap hat. You know, like you don't bend, you wear like a baseball hat, but it's flat. You know, sometimes.
But like my hats are like that. But they're good for
you. It depends on
the hat.
They
say like golfers wear though. Golfers wear those kind?
I never. I don't think so.
Their brim is usually bent.
Kind of depends on the golfer. Or you get some of those golfers that wear those wacky hats. Just their kind. Or visor. I'm not a visor person. I would never look right in a visor.
The top of my head gets cold.
Can you imagine if I came in with a visor?
That'd be ridiculous.
You'd be like, what are you doing, Skippy? what's going on here?
No.
Yeah, so you can feel free to share 52353. And Monica, your listener boyfriend, Mark, says,
Hey,
Monica.
Hey.
He says, cardigan over white t-shirt, jeans and penny loafers. There you go. So, I mean, you look like a New Kids on the Block video at that point. We learned yesterday that Monica Brooks was devious within her own home. You tried to trick your man.
I tried to help him out.
I have your back.
Wait a minute.
I believe so. You have his best interest at heart. Because he's what I would call a lousy eater.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not that he doesn't eat food. It's just he loves everything bad.
Meat, potatoes, and he loves snacks.
And I get it. All of those things are delicious. Uh-huh. I love all those things. But I also know I have to occasionally eat a vegetable. But he's one of those people that draws that line, like plants.
Well, you know, I told you, your son Lennon is going to grow up. And
my son eats broccoli. And he ate it last night.
He ate broccoli.
There you go.
And he enjoyed it.
Yeah. He loves
cheese?
Broccoli.
Anything on it? Okay. Good.
It's his one. I am so sick of cooking broccoli because I do it five times. My house smells like a fart every night because I have to cook broccoli for him. Monica tried to sneak mushrooms onto his pizza. and he caught it.
Friday. Friday night. It is pizza night.
Gotcha. Okay.
Meat lovers for Jared.
Everything's good.
But I said, add some mushrooms. As I figured, kind of blends in with the meat, with the hamburger or whatever. Well, he picks up his slice of pizza. It was, I didn't take the video.
You never take the video. Shame on you.
And the kids are eating their pizza. Jared picks up his slice. He goes, is there a vegetable on this pizza? And he pulls the slice out of his mouth. He says, is this a mushroom? I said, maybe they accidentally dropped a mushroom in the mix.
No,
keep
it's
said, you tried to feed me mushrooms?
Trying to poison him.
What'd you do?
My Felicia.
How could you?
Oh, the trust was violated.
I don't trust you anymore.
I thought I could do it. Yeah. I mean, I tried that one time with the burger where I stuffed blue cheese in the middle.
Oh, my God. That's a
Why
strong
would you
flavor.
Do that?
I know, because I was like, well, he'll take a good bite and maybe he'll fall in love with the blue cheese.
I'm sorry, but there is no sneaking blue cheese into anything on earth.
Oh, no, it didn't work. No,
you could put blue cheese in a pizza, like a dog turd, and somebody like, did you put blue cheese in this? Like, what is going on here? Well, you tried. Mm-hmm. And let that be a lesson to vegetarians everywhere that claim a mushroom is just so meaty you won't even miss the meat. Oh, no. He noticed. Absolutely. What are we asking the robot lady?
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Also, there's a story about Valentine's Day that I think is a lie. It's a fraud.
It's a lie.
Yeah, I think we're being... it's an attempt to dupe us by the card and food industries.
Oh.
Flower industry. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. Because they claim that people are more excited for Valentine's Day than Christmas.
No.
I don't believe that.
No, that's a lie.
Nobody's planning for Valentine's Day 6 months in advance.
Mm-hmm. No.
Exactly. Nobody's, gathering around the fire to tell the stories of Valentine's Day.
Usually it's a day of. You're like, hey, you want to go out to dinner?
Exactly. Okay.
There's no Cupid tracker.
Right. Mm-mm. Yeah, what's that guy doing?
Yeah.
Cupid tracker.
Little baby in diapers.
Put a shirt on. Come on. Yeah, they claim... A poll of 2,000 Americans. I want to know who did this poll. That would help me. Is it Hallmark? Did they do it? 81% get excited about Valentine's Day. I don't believe that. And so just 68% get excited about the Christmas season. So that means we're more excited for Valentine's
Day. Yeah, they're
lying. They're lying. The only way I think you can spin this is we're legitimately interested in maybe going out to dinner because there's nothing else to look forward to this time of year. It's a recency bias.
I will say this, and I still disagree, but if you're going through anything personally or with your family, I could see why you would less look forward to the holiday season versus Valentine's Day. But I still don't think it's enough for that percentage. Right.
Oh, there's enough people that work in retail that don't look forward to the Christmas season.
So maybe, maybe they ask workers.
Maybe that's what it is. To me, it's not even close. I'm fine on Valentine's Day. Again, I'll make a big deal out of it, and I don't really care. But I'm certainly not like, oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, okay, wait.
3 weeks away. What are we going to do? If you do go out to dinner, there is this story of a restaurant. It's in San Francisco, so it's not happening around here, but I suppose it could. They are going to test out a new policy that if you and your party stay for longer than 90 minutes, you're going to get charged.
That's enough time. That's enough time.
I think it's enough time, too.
Yeah, an hour and a half. That's enough time to be in a restaurant.
And if you are just sitting there at that point, you are ordering nothing. If you're still
You're just asking for refills because I've had those customers in the past when I waited tables.
Oh, my God.
And they would hang out for a couple hours.
No, find somewhere to be.
And they would just drink coffee and be on their laptop and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm trying to get out of here.
Right.
And so sometimes you would have to transfer the table over to another server.
And you're trying to turn tables and make money.
Yes,
you know, that
kind
of thing. So
for sure.
I actually think it's selfish to stay longer than 90 minutes. And,
but is there a day just to linger around
and
hang out?
No, that's what libraries are for. You can go there, you can linger all day
long.
But
if we're ordering drinks or something like that,
hey,
that's fine, right?
Money coming in,
Okay.
But it's just a refill. Water,
even tea, something that they can't even charge you again for.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're good. Yeah. We're just talking.
Just talking.
We'll go somewhere else and talk. There's plenty of places to talk. What are the things that we are talking to the robot about? Speaking about talking, so this is your smart speaker, whichever one you have. What is the number one thing that we ask these speakers?
Tell me a joke.
That is the number 10 thing.
What time is it?
That better not be high.
Not on here.
Okay.
I was about to say that better not. What's the temperature?
The weather is number 2.
Okay, I'm getting closer.
Yeah, I know. What's
getting
number
closer.
One?
Number one is to ask a random question or find out a fact.
Okay.
So it would be how many tablespoons is in a cup or something like that. Uh-huh. That's the number one. If you're in my house and you are counting my son in this, the number one thing is to ask that poor woman to do ridiculous math equations for no reason or to count to 50,000 or something like that.
Yeah. Because in my house, it's Hendrick saying, Elsa, please.
Elsa.
Elsa. Alexa, Elsa. Yeah. And I'm like, more Elsa. I hear him in there.
So what does he get when he says Elsa,
anything
please?
And everything Elsa. He wants Elsa music. He wants to see Elsa. Elsa goes to the prom. Elsa.
I'm saying, what does the robot give him if he says Elsa, please?
Elsa. Elsa movies. And and so he gets Elsa.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he purchases stuff that I had to call and, you know.
I always have to yell, even though it's a robot. She's not a real person.
Yeah.
I always have to yell at my son to leave her alone. I'm like, stop talking to her because I can hear her in there counting to 100. I'm like, don't make her do that. Leave her alone.
Why are you defending her?
That's his friend.
Because I don't want to hear it. I can hear 4, 5, 6, 7. And because again,
that's his friend.
When
He's
the robots
right.
come to life and they try to kill us, they're going to take out me first because they're going to be annoyed. Like, you made me count. Die.
No.
I wonder, I'm going to have to try this with mine, if you could say, blank her name set in 30 seconds scream out loud or something and then like leave the house. Like if you could prank somebody, I'm gonna tell your kids to do it. If you could prank somebody,
maybe
with
I could do it at
that.
A certain time because he'll be in there. And if I'd be like, you know, I could be like,
you probably could
figure out, give her a message to speak directly to him, be like, Lennon, I'm going to eat you, you know, something
like
that. Like,
remind me at 7 o'clock that you're gonna eat me,
Antoine. Now we're getting somewhere. I like that. Fat Chance is next for free groceries from Kroger. Now you'll get excited for Valentine's Day though if you got the freebie. So that is next.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I'm your host, Antoine Terrell.
Hi, Antoine.
Hello.
Playing with us today, we have Zach and Monica and two of our wonderful listeners. Fat Chance is a game where we find out how much faith our thangers have in you and how much faith you have in our thangers.
Love you, Antoine. Antoine, I've been watching you on Fat Chance for weeks now.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe like
a month
and a half.
Thank you.
Ever since we started playing the game. About 2 months ago.
Two and a half.
Yep. I've been loyal the entire time. We say good morning to Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
All right. Nicole, who would you like to team up with today? You have me, Zach Jackson, or the Monica Brooks. Who would you like, Nicole?
I went Zach.
Okay.
Or you.
All right.
You. Zach, you. Zach, you. Now. The person. Okay. I hear right
yep.
now.
I got it. Okay.
My teammate.
Nicole, don't screw me over like last time. It was a challenge
last
time.
That was something else.
Because, you know, we bid back and forth in these categories. Yes. And my person, well, let's just say she had a lot of faith in me last week to get 1 million things. And I still believe that I was set up by Monica. I'm putting that
somehow,
out
somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan, it's going to be you and Miss Monica, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, so Antoine, explain the game to Nicole and Megan and everybody listening.
Okay, so Zach and Nicole, Monica and Megan, I'm going to give both of you guys categories. We're going to see how many that your partner, how many you think your partner can name in 15 seconds. If you feel like your opponent cannot name more, you say fat chance. But if you feel like your partner can name, then you say you up the ante. Right. 5, 6, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Most in 15 seconds, first to 2 points win.
Okay, here we go in round one. Me versus Monica. I was selected first, so Nicole, you will throw out the first bid in this category.
All right, Nicole, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Zach likes movies. I think Zach sometimes likes superhero movies.
Sometimes.
How many movies that has the character Batman in it? How many titles can Zach name in 15 seconds?
Like actual titles?
The actual title of the movie where Batman is in the movie. Not necessarily in the title, but in the movie.
Okay. Batman's in the movie. Yee. Okay. See, I guess sequels are on the table as long as they're named correctly.
As long as they're named correctly.
Okay. All right. Nicole, what do you think I can do?
Based on your response, I'm going to go with three.
Three.
Okay. That's a good solid number. All right. Megan. Monica loves her some Batman, from my understanding.
I love Batman, but Superman is my man. Henry Cavill's. Okay, but
so it's four or more to Monica, or fat chance to Zach
four?
And three.
What do you think, Megan?
Four. What do you think? I think four.
I think four.
All right, okay. So we go four. All right, Nicole, five or more to you and Zach.
Can I do five?
Or a fat chance to Monica and four.
I feel like Monica can do four. What? Give me five, Nicole.
There you
okay,
go.
Five.
All right. Five.
All right.
Five.
Megan, can Monica do six or more? Or do you want to say fat chance to Zach and five?
I say fat chance.
Okay.
Fat chance?
Five.
Okay.
Chance.
Okay,
all right. I got to do five.
Anything,
Monica.
I know,
you didn't help her.
I didn't
say
nothing. I didn't.
Okay, here we go. 15 seconds. I got to do five Batman movies.
Yep.
Here we go. Batman vs. Superman, The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, Batman Begins, The Lego Movie, Lego Movie 2, Batman and Robin, Here Comes the Bat, Batman Forever. Was that a movie?
Here Comes the Bat?
I don't know. I'm just throwing them out there.
Batman Forever. Everything else you said was right, so you got it.
Yes! There we go. How many did I get? Like seven?
Yeah, seven. Like yes.
So you would have counted like Catwoman.
I did pretty good.
Catwoman?
No, Batman was not in Catwoman. Catwoman was in a Batman movie.
It would go nowhere near that movie.
Oh. No.
He ain't popping up in that thing.
Dark Knight Rises, Suicide Squad, Batman Returns. Batman was a movie. Yeah. Justice League.
Batman. Okay.
Very nice. Well, I got
good
points
job.
In that one.
Okay. Zach, you earned that point.
Okay.
You actually got that one.
Round two. Now it's up to Nicole and Megan and me and Monica to figure out what they can do. Antoine.
All right, Monica.
Okay.
TGIF was a great show in the late 90s or the 90s into the 2000s.
Like a collection of
it's
shows.
It's a collection of shows.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
How many of those shows that were on TGIF can Megan name?
Megan, how old are you?
I'm 28.
28
okay.
years
28.
old.
So she, all right, she knows.
Yeah.
All right,
I think so.
Okay. I mean, because if I say it to Ava, she'll be like, what? Okay, so.
I'm 4 years old.
She was born, 1992? Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
91.
91.
Okay, so what are you thinking? How many?
None.
None? Come on now.
None.
Come on. All right, so you got to think back. Think
there's
back
12
to
total.
Okay.
So,
speed
I think
this,
you,
don't
you,
be
you
implied
two.
Practically feeding her
you
the
got
answer.
You two, right?
Come
you
on.
You got two. Just think back. You don't even need to, like, you got
all right, I need a number.
Come on.
I need a number.
Two? What do you think? Two?
She says no.
Wait, what am I doing?
Go with C.
Shows that were on TGIF.
Go with
on ABC
can I
on Friday nights.
No,
you
cannot.
Okay. Two.
All right. Okay, two.
All right, two.
All right.
All right, Nicole. I mean, Zach. Do you think Nicole can name three or more? Or do you just want to say?
No, I'm going to say fat chance.
Because she said zero.
Yep. Fat chance. She said zero.
All right, Megan. TGIF in 15
shows.
Seconds, shows that were on TGIF.
Go.
No idea.
Name TV shows. Just name TV shows from the 90s.
Sitcoms in the 90s.
The Golden Girls.
Keep going.
All in the Family.
Okay, sorry. So you went 80s.
Did you ever watch like Step by Step, day by day?
Full House, Family Matters.
Yep. Perfect Strangers, Full House, Mr. Belvedere, Just the 10 of Us, Family Matters, Dinosaurs, Step by Step, Boy Meets World, Hang with Mr. Cooper, Sister, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and Clueless.
Yep. She said how many she could do.
And
she
you
said
didn't
zero.
Give her, you
and
given
you
her
didn't
zero.
Listen to her.
Because then they would have had to bid.
And Megan, I do believe, in her defense, may have misheard the category and thought it was sitcoms from the 1890s because she said All in the Family and Golden Girls.
And Golden Girls. And Leave it to Beaver.
Congratulations, Nicole.
All right, Nicole,
is the big
you
winner.
Get that $40 Kroger gift card so you can shop and get some sweet things for your sweet love on Valentine's Day.
You should have just gone the other direction, Monica, said, fine, 100. Do it right now. Let's see what happens.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
So this guy got all mad at Target because he went in and they had some fancy electric toothbrush on the shelf that's supposed to be on sale for $89.99.
Okay.
And there was some sort of weird thing on the sign that made it look like it cost 1 cent.
Oh.
Was it a sign on top of the sign?
It was just, I don't know if the way they had listed something. So he goes up and he says, I want this toothbrush for 1 cent. And the girl who worked there said, no, we're not going to, the price is right. No, it says 1 cent, which I never understand why people, all of a sudden they decide the word is the Lord and you cannot say, oh, that's a mistake. It's supposed to be not. Mm-hmm. No, it says 1 cent. You're legally required to give it to me. You're not.
No, mistakes happen.
Exactly. So Tori, who worked at Target, said, sir, we're not going to do that. He starts flipping out saying, I'm going to sue this store, blah, blah, blah. And he takes a picture of her and he takes it when she wasn't really ready. So it's a very unflattering picture of her. And she's a young girl, cute girl, but she looked ridiculous. So he put it on the internet and tried to shame her and called her Target Tory and all this stuff. And it went viral. And what happened next? The internet sided with Target Tory. They set up a GoFundMe to try to get her a vacation so she could get away from work for a few days. It has raised $30,000 so far.
She's going wherever she wants to.
She's going around the world, man.
She can go out of space, guys.
Pretty soon she's going to buy her own Target. Let's see. Here's Target Tory talking about it.
I was reflecting and thinking, I hope this doesn't go viral. I hope that nothing comes of this because that's not going to be a good picture. This person obviously wants that attention, and I never want that to get to him. I want it to stay positive. I am Target Tory. I am. Yes. I will wear it proudly. Absolutely.
So that's good. Yeah. For the first time, it was a positive way to go viral.
Number two,
this is unfortunate. This bride and groom had to call off their wedding because their own parents decided to elope.
Oh, there you go. Wedding called off.
Wait a minute. What?
So this couple, they were going to get married next month. They had been planning for a year. All of a sudden, the groom's father and the bride's mother disappear. And it's because they had run off and eloped.
Ooh.
Told you there's an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for everything, because this happened to Will.
Did it happen to Will?
No. Yes, him and Lisa were going to get married, but his mother and Lisa's dad ended up getting married.
And so what happens? I mean, does that make them like brother and sister?
Will and Lisa did not get married.
Wow. This couple stole an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air from back in the day. I'll tell you this much. That's an episode I missed of the Fresh Prince. Don't remember that one at all. I mean, I guess, could you still get married? Because you're not blood related.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
I don't. Is it legal for stepbrothers and sisters to get married?
I don't know if it is.
I think it is.
I don't know. Now we're getting into some seedy internet website. Yeah. But I don't even want to Google it because you never know what's going to come up. I'm going to get fired. And now those two did know each other from childhood and they did have a history together. So there was that.
Number one,
screwed by Waze. Have you ever been screwed by Waze or any other kind of map app? If you use a map on your phone and you're driving somewhere, and the next thing you know, you drive into a lake. Yeah.
Not since I use it on my phone. I remember my mother, one Christmas, got me like a little TomTom or whatever.
Yeah.
And if I didn't always update it. So therefore, the construction, the cities and all that wouldn't update. Next thing you know, I just drove down a one-way street, not realizing. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, so you did get screwed.
Yeah.
I was in Grayson County last weekend, so up in the mountains. This is what I never understand with apps like that is
it's almost as if their goal is to send you a slightly different way every time you go. I came and went from that place four times. It tried to send me four different ways. I'm like, what was wrong with the one when
what's
we got here?
Ways?
What's the ways, Ways? What? Well, just a heads up, if you're deciding to go to Atlantic City, the Borgata Hotel and Casino, there's a problem, and it's sending people into the wilderness. And that's a big casino. I mean, that's a place that people are going to go. And it's sending them into Collier's Mills Wildlife Management Area, and they're getting stuck on unpaved roads, and they're in 12,000 acres of this nothingness. And they say it's something about an orange ad logo in the Waze app, and the pinned location is wrong. So that's why it's sending people to the wrong place. Giant casino, and they're ending up in the middle of nowhere.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Randy says, I have a scam request from my wife, Lisa. We actually just got back from a birthday trip to the beach where the whole family got together to celebrate, and it was really great. However, we left one day early because I had to get back for work, and we let my college-age son stay the extra night with his friend who came on the trip with him. I thought maybe you could call and tell her there were all kinds of damages or charges or something. I absolutely love your birthday scam, so I thought this would be the perfect cap to her celebration. That is from Randy. Here we go with the birthday scam, Airbnb destruction on your K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak to Lisa, please?
This is Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. My name is Nick Arlington. I'm calling from the Claims and Securities Department here at Airbnb.
The what?
You recently used Airbnb for a beach rental, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm calling from the department that handles the claims and security. So basically, a lot of our owners don't like having to deal with the awkwardness of fighting over damages claims. So we handle the interaction with the customer.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not really sure what you're talking about. What do you mean claims?
Well, given the state of the rental, I'm not sure how you could be this confused. I mean, ma'am, did you not see the place as you checked out?
Not actually, no. I mean, my husband and I left Friday, and then my son and his friend stayed the last night.
So you did not see the property upon his departure?
No, I did not. Is there some sort of a problem?
Well, ma'am, I don't make phone calls to say, hey, great job on the rental. So yes, there's a problem. How old is your son?
My son's 22.
And you left him there alone?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't alone. He was with his friend, and they're responsible kids.
Oh, really? Ma'am, have you ever watched a movie in your entire life? A couple of horny 22-year-olds at the beach, mom and dad leave, boom, epic party.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's in the movies. You know, it's not every 22-year-old that acts like that.
Yes, said every oblivious parent after a gigantic house party. Ma'am, our cleaning service counted 87 beer cans in the unit.
87 beer cans.
87 beer cans, plus 4 empty bottles of vodka, 3 Malibu coconut rums, and a gigantic garbage can that had apparently been converted into some sort of fruit punch concoction.
Are you serious about
this?
Yes,
ma'am. I am dead serious. I told a joke once 6 years ago. Nobody laughed. I am never trying my hand at comedy again. So it will be an additional $150 for the cleaning.
Oh, God. All right. Well, you know, that was the security deposit. How convenient. Yes. I guess you're just going to take that.
Yes, we're going to take that. But that does not cover the additional mental anguish.
Oh.
What? Mental anguish? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the pain and suffering of our poor cleaning crew.
Oh, really? Pain and suffering?
Yes.
I mean, you're ridiculous.
Ma'am. When our cleaning crew entered the unit, they found a man in the bathtub.
A man in the bathtub.
Yes. Our poor housekeeper, Marta, had to endure the mental anguish. She walked in, and this individual was wearing nothing but a bathing suit, asleep in the bathtub with his Happy Gilmore hanging out. She fainted and hit her head on the side of the toilet.
Oh, no.
I mean... come on. Like, who saw this happen? And why are you blaming this all on me?
Well, I mean, you are the person who rented this unit in the first place, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes.
Then, therefore, in your Airbnb rental agreement, it is your responsibility. The woman hit her head on the side of the toilet, ma'am.
So maybe she tripped and fell.
Because there was a man with his Gilmore hanging out, swinging to and fro in the bath. This is not something that happens every day around here, and we do believe that she is suffering now from PTSD.
Well, first of all, who's this man in the bathtub? Go after the man. How did he get in there? He's exposing himself to this woman. Like, right. Don't blame me.
This is your unit, ma'am. He got in because your son let him in for his gigantic American Pie-style house party that he had here. So please go ahead and expect an additional pain and suffering charge of $6,247 on your card.
Are you out of your mind?
No.
You're looking for $6,000?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have that kind of money.
Ma'am, you have to understand, our poor housekeeper, Marta, she will not even enter a bathroom now, and she just keeps saying, nude man in bathtub, Marta no like bathroom. She's been peeing in a bucket in her kitchen.
Oh, no.
That's her issue. You're going to blame all that on my son, who, trust me, did not even have a party. I don't know who this man is in the bathtub, but you need to have a better handle on these things. I'm not paying $6,000. You're out of your mind.
So you mean to tell me, ma'am, that the house that you rented, that we gave you entry to, that you let a 22-year-old have property of for an entire night at the beach all by himself, somehow that's our fault?
It's not my fault. Oh. I mean, I'll talk to my son about it and try and get to the bottom of it.
Well, you know what? You should talk to your husband about this whole thing, too, because he's really the one to blame here.
Why are you blaming my husband? He was with me. We left.
Right, but he set up the birthday scam that you're on right now. Hi, you're on the radio. Zach Jackson, K92.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday!
Oh, my God. Wait. So, okay, this never happened.
That is correct.
And this is my birthday present?
Yes, it is.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
oh, my God.
You can sue the offending party, who is your husband. So you can sue
him.
Oh,
he's really going to get it. Not the way he wants it.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Birthday scam. I'm about to make an embarrassing confession here in a few minutes. I have a new love. I don't even know who I am anymore. This is embarrassing.
Okay.
To the character of Zach Jackson for the 712 years I've been on this earth, for as long as you've known me, my whole world is upside down, and I will explain after Blow Your Mind.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
It is like, I don't know who I am. I don't even know what to think. I'm judging myself. Thinking, who are you? Like, you're a liar. You don't even know what you're talking about. But I'm not. When I explore my soul, man. Blow your mind. What kind of stories are bringing to the table here today?
I'm coming from Florida.
Florida, so that's just crazy.
From Florida, guys.
That's it. That's all you need to know. Right.
Miami.
Okay, well, I have a guy. He's being called a murderer for something that he's doing.
Okay.
A murderer for something that he's doing. Those are harsh accusations.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There's no in between there. That's harsh.
Let's go with my emotional support blank. Then we'll take a trip to Florida, and then we'll get into these serious allegations here. Because what we do is we each find a wacky story, and then we play a little game. You can play along at home, try to figure out what we've taken out of the story. Like this one, man has registered his emotional support blank. What is it? A, cheeseburger, B, beer, or C, Xbox?
Xbox.
You say he wants his emotional support?
Xbox. On.
I'm going to say Xbox as well.
Xbox.
We don't say it in that type of voice.
Yes, y'all do.
No, we don't.
Xbox off.
We do not talk like that.
Monica insists that's how her husband talks when he talks to his Xbox. He says, Xbox on.
Xbox on. And when he says that, Xbox off.
Yeah. You know. I hate you so much. We do not talk like
yes,
that.
Y'all do.
I do say thank you to my Xbox when it turns
thank
on
you.
And off after I say it.
I say thank you to Alexa.
Yeah.
And please. Because again, I feel like if the robots are going to come after us, that's a good, you know what, if you're a lady and you're listening right now, text 52353 and just share the way you like to mess with your man. Because
that's what y'all do.
But you said you turn it off.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That proves my case.
Because Monica goes in there and she goes, Xbox off.
And the Xbox responds to it, Xbox off. And it shuts down.
Hush. What's the emotional support?
It responds to anybody. It doesn't just respond to his Xbox off.
Like, you don't have to say it that way. You don't think you're doing an impression of them, right? Yeah. So if it's just, you mess with them and you just love doing it, you little jerk, you can go ahead and enjoy. The emotional support, it's, sorry, it's, oh, wait.
Correct!
I mean, no, it's not.
That means you're wrong.
So, the emotional support, beer is what
beer.
It is.
Beer, okay.
Yep, guy in Brooklyn, Floyd Hayes, tried to register a pint of beer as his emotional support animal because he would like a certification to carry his beverage of choice while he's on the bus going to work.
Oh.
Okay.
And he says,
it calms him.
Yeah. He says, I've come from upstate to Brooklyn a lot, and on the bus, it says it's a federal crime to smoke or have an alcoholic beverage unless by prior written consent. And he says, I've always wondered where you get that consent. So he went ahead and applied for an emotional
support
him. Beer.
I appreciate
okay.
him.
You'll be happy to know, I guess, or unhappy. They were
nope.
No, they said, good. You're never going to get it. Never.
I just want the effort. I'm just glad he put the effort in. Somebody has to ask those questions.
They responded with Xbox off.
We do not talk like that. We, as the Xbox community,
Xbox off.
We do not speak in such a manner.
Gamer voices.
You jerk.
All right, let's go to Miami.
Yes.
So
warm there.
The weather, you would think. The weather is actually getting very brisk.
Oh.
And because it's getting brisk, you know, crazy things happen in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So the National Weather Service has put out a warning to watch for certain items to fall from the sky.
Mm.
Is it A, reptiles? There's a lot of reptiles in Florida. B, debris, like branches and things like that. Or C, hail.
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 Oh, hail.
I'm going A.
Yeah, hail seems too realistic. And
it's Florida.
Only in Florida would reptiles, just crocodiles, start falling from the sky. So, yeah, A.
All right, and you guys would be correct. They have put out a national emergency, like a heads up.
Oh, it's the iguanas, isn't it?
The iguanas will fall out of trees because it's so cold.
Yeah.
Them little things just freeze up and fall over.
It's like, woo! And don't put them in your car and because you heat up the car, then they come back.
Yeah, then they come back to life. Yeah. Yes.
That's right. Monica had a story about that from Florida.
And it was picking them up off the road.
Yeah, because they were frozen. So you just put them in the car and then they warmed. They thawed out.
Uh-huh.
And then, so if you're in Miami, you're listening right now, have an umbrella. If you walk under a tree, because an iguana could fall on your head.
And don't put that iguana in your car.
Yes.
No.
Don't put it in your car or your house.
Those are cautions we don't have to have in Virginia.
No.
But you know what? For our Florida peeps, don't put the iguana in your car. Murder is a strong word.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Being called a murderer for what? What is he doing? A, cutting books in his free time.
Cutting books?
Books.
Okay.
B, killing ant farms at local schools.
That's
C, eating live crickets while kids watch.
Ugh. What's wrong with this person?
Mm.
What's wrong with Monica? She came with the other two choices. I'll just put it all on him.
I was like, thank you. Put it all on him. Put it all on that dude.
You are so right.
No, correct.
Oh, my God. I just pointed
that out. I'm going with the crickets.
I pray it's the books because it's the only one that doesn't really scare me.
It's the books.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He's cutting books and people are upset because he says he doesn't like if he's reading a long book, he prefers to cut the book in half and take the half that he's reading with him. And he posted this online. Mm. People are saying
he doesn't
want to
carry the whole book.
He doesn't want to carry around the whole book. So he just cuts it in half.
If only there was a Kindle that he could use instead.
I know, but he's old school with it. He likes a book, half a book.
And this is not a spoiler, so I can say it, but in the TV show You, there's an episode like they talk about putting books back together.
Uh-huh.
So it's an easy way to do it. So,
an embarrassing confession from the likes of me. I have a new love. I don't even know myself anymore. That is right now. Also, y'all ladies are evil.
Mm-mm.
Messing with your men. Monica likes to mess with her man. Xbox off.
That's what y'all do.
That's what you do. You're the one. You turn it off. He's over there playing.
On. I say, I walk in the basement. I'm like, Xbox on. Just like
Xbox
that.
Xbox on.
I do not say
Thank
it like
you.
That.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm just old school. I push the power button. I'm like, on. There you go. I refuse to talk to the Xbox. I'm not going to do it. Text 52353. Ways ladies are messing with their man. My husband leaves his work boots out all the time, so I will hide one to get back at him.
That's
Here's somebody
rude.
Else. I made cupcakes and filled one with blue cheese and gave it to my husband. He about died. Ugh. Hilarious.
Was that signed Monica?
Well,
what, did it come with the burger?
Yep.
Put some icing on top, yeah.
Xbox.
Why?
I don't understand why.
Chocolate cupcake.
Just to be mean. Just to laugh. Just to laugh. I'm this is a laugh at, and it's a double standard because if Antoine, we as the dudes do this to the woman, we are the worst.
Yeah.
We're the worst husband ever.
That would scar me. I don't know. It would take a very long time for me to eat another cupcake.
Also, what they would say to you is, see, you're welcome. I'm helping you with your weight and your health.
See, yes.
No. Yeah. I'm so vulnerable.
Here's another Xbox one. My husband didn't realize there was an Xbox app. So I would turn it off from my phone whenever he got me mad or he'd been playing too long. I would mess with both him and my son. They thought they were hacked. I had to fess up because they were about to put down a $400 deposit to have the Xbox sent to Microsoft to be diagnosed.
Whoa.
I blame you. I am blaming this texter for what Monica's about to download to her phone and is going to do to her husband and son.
I shouldn't even have read that.
This is your fault, texter.
Right. Thank you.
Monica,
thank you.
Please. Please film it at least, Monica.
Yeah, if you're going to do it.
Yes.
If you're going to do it, it's for our enjoyment. It's not about you laughing at your husband. It's about all of us laughing at your husband. Okay.
Oh, man.
Time to confess. Sometimes you think you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You think you know yourself. And then things happen. Feelings happen. Mm. And you just don't even know who you are anymore.
Testify, Zach. I want to hear this.
That is the situation I am in, congregation.
Okay.
Reverend Antoine.
Yes, we are here.
I just don't even know what to do anymore because I have gotten to the point in my life where I am downright, and I will use the word, enjoying country music.
No, you are not.
Yes. Dude. I don't know what's going on, man.
You said enjoy. You meant tolerating.
No.
You were in Grayson County.
What are you doing in Grayson County?
I go to Grayson County. I hang out with people that shoot rifles. Mm-hmm. I hang out on boats. And now here I am.
I like this one. Let's see. I like this one. We're just holding it
down here in BFE. What? I know. This is country music, man.
Is this Brent Sharp right now?
Star Country. Me and Boo.
Star Country on.
Oh.
This was stuck in my head when I woke up yesterday.
Beat up with a banjo.
Little Sam Hunt.
Oh.
Is this country?
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of poppy.
There's a lot of country people like Waylon, then forget it. But yeah, Reverend Antoine, help me.
Oh, Lord.
I am downright enjoying it now, and I don't know why. It's always been the one genre of music I just hated. Mm-hmm. And I.
Okay, oh, no, but that's all right.
I mean, it's okay, because right. Monica is a connoisseur of country,
like
bluegrass type music.
Yeah, so is this all right?
And I don't hate it.
I've always said that, where I like different music, except for country. That's the one.
I just don't see you.
I know.
Yeah.
Who am I? If we come over
who are you?
For some wine and gin and tonics and cheese, and you got country music playing?
Well, Antoine, you know what's
really
happening. If you're coming over
on
for
a pontoon,
we're having a house party.
We'll have a house
party. Turn your TV off. Break that
Xbox off.
Xbox off. We're having a house party.
What is happening?
What is going on?
Gosh,
I know.
Well,
all of a sudden, this
it's
is
all right.
I'm like, what's up, y'all? Ladies and gentlemen, show K92 Morning Thang.
No, it is not.
Zach Jackson, I'm going to enter that bass tournament they do. I'm going to
bass tournament.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to try to win then.
Get you some bass.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on a boat. I'm going to do some day drinking.
Oh, man.
Do all that stuff. Yeah.
No. It's, look at you.
Look at me.
You are allowed to like and love whatever you like and love. Just keep it over there.
How does that change, though? What happened?
I don't see you. Did you hear a song and the lyrics, like, touched your heart? Do you have like a pickup truck and there's a deer antlers in the back?
Did one of y'all hit me in the head? Like,
did
something
you fall
happen?
Or something?
Did
what
I fall? Did I fall one day and I woke back up and
instead
all of
a different
sudden,
language, speaking a different language,
is it the mountain air? Were you poisoned by the mountain air?
I think
air?
I was.
Is that what it was?
Uh-huh. I was
good
poisoned.
Air.
I was poisoned by the good air. I gotta go back to the city living. I don't know what's going
you need
on.
Pollution.
Here.
Goodness.
I know. Well, it's my world is upside down. I think I like it. I don't know why. Yikes.
Yeah. And I was going to say right now, text from 52353, LOL, Zach, my 2-year-old daughter said, turn it off. That song hurts my ears.
I know.
Megan from Troutville.
Megan,
oh my God.
Give it another 41 years and they'll come back around. Don't you worry, because that's where I am now in the confessional booth.
I did not expect that one.
I know.
No, but
I would have lost a lot of money betting on that one.
Antoine, I would have lost a lot of money betting on that one.
But if you pull up in a pickup,
Oh, my God.
I mean, I have a pickup, but if you pull up
some overalls.
Yeah, and overalls.
Monica's like, if you pull in a pickup,
I'm going to hop in.
We'll go load some wood together. We'll be ready to roll.
We'll go mud.
Go hang out with the cousins.
Now, I should point out, because this text 52353, my husband and I are big bass fishers, uh-huh. And gangster rap is always welcome on the boat. That is the other thing we play on the boat.
Yeah, so it's okay, not like a gangster party.
Country music, 90s hip-hop, that's it.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Oh, I mean, we have to send some prayers to Taylor Swift's mom. Andrea, her battle of cancer. She has a brain tumor.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, I didn't know that both of her parents had cancer.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So she said this is a really serious time. It's really hard for the family. So
yeah, mom's a breast cancer survivor.
Yes.
And now we've gone down this road, which is a very challenging one, and mm-hmm. you don't know what the prognosis is or where they've caught this thing or the size of the location.
Yeah.
So
yeah, she says her mom is really her guiding force. And so she's going to take time and just spend time with the family.
Yeah, they've always been tight. Is it mom or manager or something? I think
I'm
she
sure.
was at one point.
Probably was.
I can't remember. Yeah. But yeah, so that sucks.
Yeah. Beyonce, she's getting some heat because, you know, she has her new clothing line, her
Ivy
athletic
Park.
Wear. Yes, Ivy yeah. Park.
Okay, I'm not aware of it.
And it looks good. Out, all the celebrities are like popping out of boxes and
it
stuff.
It looks very Virginia Tech-ish. Those colors are very Virginia Tech-ish.
Okay, and it's called Ivy Wear?
Park.
Ivy Park.
Ivy Park, uh-huh. So it's just like uh-huh. blue ivy or something? Or
I guess, you know, ivy will take it over whenever.
Probably.
But, you know, but Beyonce, she's been putting it out there. All the celebrities, they receive their box of goodies and everything else. Well, she's in some trouble because she doesn't have a plus size line. People are upset. They said, hey, Beyonce, you have backup dancers that are bigger girls and you promote, you know, a certain image of, hey, everybody, all sizes are welcome, but you don't have anything for the
Does she
the plus
have
size.
To, though?
And give her some time.
I know they didn't give her but like a day, half a second, because people were like, oh, I want that. I want that. Oh, she doesn't have a plus size line. I'm mad at you, Beyonce. I'm going to tweet.
Yeah. I mean, that is a tough one because you don't have to. But then if you are going to go down that road of mm-hmm. saying things about body image and being body positive, because uh-huh. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rihanna's clothing lines all.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think
covers
all shapes, all sizes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Beyonce's extra small to extra large. That's it.
OK.
Yeah.
OK.
But
well, that's what it is for right now.
Maybe she's working on more.
Yeah. There's
Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe I want some Ivy Park. Yeah. I don't think there's men.
I'm okay. I'm
wait
not.
Wait for Jay-Z.
I didn't
Jay-Z
see any
Jay-Z
man's clothing. Maybe I want some Ivy Park Virginia Tech colors.
He has to get permission from Beyonce first.
Jay-Z's got old man retirement sweatpants he's ready to put out there.
I got those. I already
He'll
got those
slippers.
Already.
He'll have slippers.
Slipper. Yeah. Golf pants that you pull up to your nipples, that kind of thing.
Hey, all right, guys.
But again, once he gets permission from Beyonce. See, new country, Zach, that's just not country enough for country, Zach, putting Justin Bieber on there and everything. So, you know, if you want to give me a little... Chilling on a dirt road, driving like a back road. Yeah, we can go ahead and do that. We won't right now.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Dirty little secrets. Time to confess them. Time for us to all enjoy. I think it's fun to text them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's you. Nobody else does.
Anonymous.
This person, I once had a coworker that was very annoying. And always played pranks on people. So I let the air out of his tires, LOL.
Ooh.
He was very angry.
That I escalated.
Bet. I did. That did. But you know what? If they're annoying and they're doing that all the time, I understand. Here's another one. Text 52353. I'm running late to work today, and I told them it was because I got pulled over. In reality, I was spending some quality time with my boyfriend. Hello.
Oh.
Yes.
You do what you gotta do sometime.
Mm-hmm. Text 52353. You do, Antoine. Sometimes you have to be a hypocrite and a liar like this person. I yell at my kids for drinking right out of the orange juice bottle in the fridge, but I do it all the time when nobody's looking. Yeah.
Hey, when you're in charge.
That's right. When you make the rules, you can break the rules.
Exactly.
Ooh, I'm going to start using that with my kids. When
you
make the rules.
You should hang it back in the kitchen somewhere.
Uh-huh. I'm a fan. Sometimes they call in too, which we enjoy. We say good morning now to Not Carol. She was promoted. So, I mean, we'll start by saying congratulations. Hi, Not Carol.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Hi. So, we know you got promoted. But there's something about this promotion that has to do with your secret. So what's going down?
Well, I'm moving, and I didn't tell anyone. So I didn't tell anyone that I got the promotion. I didn't tell anyone that I'm going to be moving to Texas.
Okay.
Ooh.
by anyone, I mean
Do you have like a wife? Yep. A wife? Do you have a wife or a husband? You know, do you have a family?
Significant other?
Kids? Any of that stuff?
Well, I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 months,
okay.
And he doesn't know, but I kind of want to see if he'll move with me.
Ooh.
We've been down this road before.
Yes, we have.
I'm planning on telling him this weekend, so I hope it goes well.
Okay.
But nobody knows, so.
Well, now everybody knows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? On behalf of us here at K92, because we love to have our listening audience, I hope he says no, so he stays here. Because we're already losing that, Carol.
We can always listen to the podcast.
It's not the same, Monica. It's not the same.
Can't win the contest.
All right. Well, heading off to Texas.
Yeah.
I guess keep us posted and let us know how
exciting.
It all goes.
But you sound so sad.
I am sad, and because she sounds so happy to get the heck out of here. Aww. I was just talking about how
it's
I like
money.
It here.
Yeah.
She heard all that country music.
If he says no, I'm going to burn everything.
Okay.
No. That's a twist.
That escalated. I want to see how this story ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monica, you monitor the news. Antoine, you monitor the police scanner.
I got the police scanner, social media.
And we'll see where this all goes. Okay. Well, if you let him know, and there's something worth sharing with the rest of us, you certainly let us know, because this is not the first time this has happened.
I know. Well, hopefully it works.
I think did it go the other way last time?
It was the other way. The guy moved and wanted his girlfriend to move with him, and he was going to take care of her and all of that.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Yes, yeah. I remember
but
that.
But we never got an update, so we don't know
I
what she decided.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have it on the other side.
It was Jersey, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Jersey.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to go to Jersey.
I mean, just don't look.
But it was Jersey, yeah.
I thought they had another one, too, where somebody got a job and they moved.
Probably.
And it was either they decided to take the plunge or he decided. I swear we've been down
this. Probably did that, yeah.
Down this old town road, man. It's a problem. You talk to everybody and then thank you, not Carol. It all starts
blending
together. I'm like. And then you start thinking, wait, did that happen to me? Did I do that? I don't even know anymore.
Is this real life?
Again, I don't know who I am anymore after Country Zach came in. So there is that. Next up, way back Wednesday, that's today. So we like to kind of take it back and kick it back to the old school, remembering things from your childhood. So think back to when you were younger buck or a younger fawn? Is that a doe?
I
don't know. Yeah. The adulting thing that nobody warned you about. Because, I will give you an example of something. I had no idea that I was going to have to lay out this kind of cash, that kind of thing. So if there was something, the adulting thing that nobody warned you about, we'll get into that next. Oh, when you were little, you dreamed of the day you'd be all grown up and you'd be in charge and you'd be the adult. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, nobody warned me about these things. You gotta get back in time. So way back on a Wednesday. We go so far back, the songs sound old. You got to go all the way back in time. The adulting thing nobody warned you about. And friends, let me just say, I had no idea that I would grow up someday and have to spend this amount of money on patio furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody told me patio furniture was going to be like $1,000.
It's expensive.
Why is it expensive? Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I felt like we sat in $2 stupid chairs. They were made out of crappy aluminum, and then they had the fabric that would go crisscross applesauce.
It has to brave the elements.
Yep.
It has to be expensive.
No, it doesn't. It's outside. It's stuff you leave outside. You know what else I leave outside? Sticks.
That's true.
For people to pick up and get rid of. I had no idea that it was going to cost that much.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's very expensive. Even like the smallest of chairs are like $150, $200.
As a kid, you just kind of just roll around in them, jump on the furniture and all that stuff, and you just don't even.
But it makes me think about like when I was a kid. And then as I got older, nobody told me that gas prices change.
Oh, yeah.
They're not the same every single day. Throughout the day, they're not the same.
They're not the same an hour later sometimes.
I used to love, as a kid, if my mother would pull up to a gas station and let me pump the gas, I felt like a grown-up. I loved that.
Yeah.
I hate it now.
Now it's the worst.
Because now I'm trying to find the place that has the cheapest gas.
Oh, I thought you was
trying
to find a kid to pump my gas.
No, I need to find a kid to pay for the gas.
Hey, little man, get over here. What are you doing?
But no, I didn't realize that it fluctuated so much.
Yeah. 52353, sort of an adulting thing nobody warned you about. Nobody warned me as a kid that because I said so would be something I would have to say as a reasonable explanation to children. I had no idea.
Because I said.
because I said so. As a kid, you thought to yourself, this is such a ripoff. I can't believe that my parents just say, because I said so.
Uh-huh.
I will never do that when I grow up. And then I grew up and I had kids and I realized it's the only thing that'll shut them up most of the time. Because I said so. Because they keep asking
questions.
Right. They keep asking questions. Mm. Why? Well, why that? Well, why not? Well, why can't I do this? Because I said so.
Mm-hmm.
The wall. I mean, that's the it's a mic drop.
Well, like, you know, okay. Ava, she's a preteenage, so she'll walk over to me and start a conversation and be like, you know what? School was so great today. I'm like, the answer's no. And I already know. She's like, but I didn't. I'm like, no.
That's rude.
Because she started the conversation
you need to
just
hear her
to
out.
Lure me in. She was, that's all she wanted to do.
You need to hear her out, Monica.
No.
She was going to make a valid argument.
You don't get your phone. Bye.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Bye, it's such a great day today. I really wanted to call you
no,
and tell you about
no.
it. But I didn't have my phone. Oh, you meanie. Look at you.
But
man,
she tries it.
When I was a kid, I felt like I was the only one that had braces.
Yeah. Oh.
And everybody else had their regular teeth and they're just smiling away.
Yeah.
And I got metal mouth going on. Now, no one warned me as an adult that every kid apparently needs braces and they're $4 million.
Oh, yes. Braces are super expensive.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Who knew?
They're expensive. So expensive.
I almost feel like the fix is in. They've all gotten together saying, look, we're going to give every kid
they
braces. Like,
braces.
They're not going to know.
And we're just going to charge everybody.
These braces actually don't even do anything. They just We just glue them on for a little while.
They got two teeth. They need braces.
We charge them $9 million. I can never figure that out when you have kids now that are 5-6 years old and they get braces. I'm like,
they're going to lose all of them.
Like,
teeth.
We're bracing all these teeth. They're going to fall
they're
out.
Holding air.
Right. Like, who would get a really nice, expensive haircut to then shave their head the next day?
Shave it immediately.
Yeah. I don't understand. Brian in Whitville. Nobody told me how pricey vehicles are to get and repair. Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Or this one that I'd spend so much. These are things that nobody warned you, adulting things. I'd spend so much time plucking chin hairs. Why does the hair grow everywhere? Why?
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
I'm jealous of this kid because we can't do it. We can't make an earth sandwich.
Yeah.
Stinks.
Make a what?
An earth sandwich.
Sandwich.
Antoine,
you can't do it?
Antoine, you act like you know what an earth sandwich is.
I mean, I feel like it's like bread and dirt.
Yeah, but there's...
that's
but it's an actual sandwich out of the earth. What this dude did in Australia, he was just kind of bored and figured out, let me make an earth sandwich. So he found the exact other side of the earth, which was in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then he reached out online to find someone in Spain, and they matched up the coordinates, and they each put a piece of bread on the ground, earth sandwich.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So nobody actually ate anything.
No, you can't eat the earth. That's a lot of calories, man.
It's amazing that we're able to actually be able to collaborate and do something like this at exact opposite points of the globe. And I'm very delighted to announce that we've got a new subreddit that's just been created in the last few minutes called r/sandwich, where anyone can go try to find somebody to make an earth sandwich with.
Right. So you can find somebody on the other side of the world to make a sandwich with you, and we can't do it.
Mm.
Okay.
Stupid Indian Ocean.
We can't do it.
No, because the other side is just water.
Mm.
What are we going to do? We got to find.
We can make juice.
Make juice.
A straw. A straw. So they put a straw in the ocean and we put one.
Yeah.
We're going to have to find that guy from the boring movie that won all the Oscars that nobody liked. What's that one with the tiger? Life of Pi?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to find him so he can put a sandwich, a piece of bread in the bottom of his boat.
Yeah.
And then we can do earth sandwich. Yeah, they each took a picture and they shared it with each other. I think that's cool.
That makes one of us.
That's cute.
Okay. You don't like it either?
I think this is stupid.
Why is it?
I think it's dumbity dum dum dum.
You go back to your stupid you like the earth sandwich. You know what? You're not. I wouldn't even let you be part of my earth sandwich if there was someone in
I'll
the middle
bring the
of
lettuce.
The Indian Ocean, whatever. You probably are all excited that there's a new marshmallow for Lucky Charms.
Ooh. What,
see?
Tell us
what
about
is it.
Yep. Of course Antoine likes Lucky Charms.
Is it a palm tree?
The worst cereal on earth. It's a piece of bread, so you can make your own earth sandwich. Now they're doing some sort of golden coin thing.
Give us your golden new Lucky Charms!
Never!
Oh, come on!
This St. Patrick's Day, you can find me gold on select boxes of cereal. They're magically delicious.
They are.
Usually we do unpopular opinions on a Monday, but I'll put one out there right now. Lucky Charms is the worst cereal. Worst.
No,
it's a great
not.
Dry cereal. It's a great dry no. cereal.
It's not. That commercial's the worst. That,
that commercial
kid,
did suck.
Whose child is that? Loud.
Someone just wanted some money.
But yeah, somebody who made an earth sandwich.
Completely
that's
overrated.
That kid is.
Those marshmallows are hard and stale.
No,
and
those marshmallows are delicious.
And then the second,
magically,
the milk hits them. They get all big and spongy and soggy.
That's why you don't
gross.
Put milk in it. Dry yeah. cereal.
It's gross. It's gross dry. It's gross wet.
No.
Lucky Charms. Worst cereal on earth. Fight me if you want at 52353. We've come to this. We're so addicted to our phones. Now Google is introducing, this is so dumb. You want to see something that's dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb, dumb? Uh-huh. It's called Google Envelope. So you put your phone in this envelope.
All right.
So you can digitally detox, and it only allows you to make calls, I guess, or see what time it is.
We wanted to create a really simple, accessible.
I just love how they make it sound like we're changing your life because we're the best.
We wanted to create a really simple, accessible way for people to experience a digital detox. So we made Envelope. All you need to do is seal your phone inside to transform it into a much simpler device. You can make and receive calls. And there's even a little clock to tell the time. The idea is to try and last as long as possible before opening the envelope and getting your old phone back.
See, I mean, come on, Earth Sandwich. Mm. Earth Sandwich isn't so bad, is it?
No, it's not as bad compared to this. That was stupid, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.